Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?
All right, well, we're going to get started with episode 130 of Fathers of the Grind, featuring the great return. The miraculous... Go ahead.
I think the last time I was on here was like episode 30, so I've only missed like 100 episodes.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. So Derek is back, and he hated E3. He's playing video games again, but I think he hates most of those too. It's just... You guys are in for a good episode, is what I'm trying to say. So,
yeah, definitely.
Derek, why don't you tell us, just your, since we didn't, I didn't get to talk to you at all about E3 stuff outside of Facebook group type stuff. Mm-hmm. Overall, what, let's just say, what did you like about E3? Maybe one or two games, and what's, you know, did you have something that you hated about E3?
I don't think I really hated anything. I did not watch Nintendo's thing at all. And then when I found out their big announcement was like Smash Bros, I was like, well, I'm not even going to bother watching it because I have no interest in that. But for me, if I had to pick two games just off the top of my head that I really enjoyed seeing and wanted to pre-order right away, that would be Fallout 76 and Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
How concerned are you that Fallout 76 may be more multiplayer-centric now as a big... fan of their games?
That's what I want. I wanted a co-op experience. Right. Like every time I play like Fallout 4, I've always been like, I understand the VAT system and how it works. You know, you basically stop time.
Yeah.
When you're playing single player, so that was a concern when that was brought up. Like, well, how are you going to do VATs? And they do have a VAT system, but I just think it would be cool to, just to explore with other players. I mean, that's what Fallout and Skyrim and all the, or I should say Elder Scrolls, they're these big worlds that, sure, you can follow the main quest, which I ultimately always do because I like to finish the game or say that I beat it. But I like to just explore. So I think it's cool that I have the opportunity to either play this game by myself, which I'll probably end up playing most of it solo. But, you know, if I want to play with other people that are interested in playing it, we can jump on my PC where it's going to be native 4K, 60 frames per second, and play.
Yeah. Solo. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll end up playing solo because there's like one person I know that has PC. Yeah.
And it's not that their PCs would slow down your experience, but just knowing that their PC might not be up to snuff, you might not even want to play with them.
That's
true. Just knowing what they're seeing, how
I mean, I'll definitely check and be like,
yeah. Can you please email me a copy of your specs? I need to see everything that you're using.
Yeah.
And I want a picture of your setup. And if it's not up to snuff, I don't want to play with you.
Exactly. You're not working. If you're playing 1080p, get out of here. So I was real excited about Fallout.
And not only did they announce it officially, but it's coming out this fall, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I always get excited more about stuff that's happening right now than, you know, maybe like The Last of Us 2, which I absolutely love The Last of Us. So I can't wait for The Last of Us 2, but it's not coming right around.
They didn't even give us a year, right? They didn't even say 2019 on there. So
I thought they did, but I don't remember.
I don't think they did. I could be wrong on that.
Or maybe people just speculated that it'll be early 2019.
Yeah.
And then the other game is Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I ended up loving Origins a lot, and I think I don't know, maybe Ubisoft just knew, because obviously Odyssey's been in the making before Origins came out. I think they knew Origins was going to be a success, and so they're actually capitalizing off of what they were doing with Origins.
Looks like kind of the same engine, right? Same system, just new setting, which is fine with me.
With the thing that excited me the most is I didn't watch a lot. Like I would watch some of the showcases, and then I think I watched one interview with somebody on Odyssey, and I didn't even watch the whole thing, but he said something that I liked, and I think it was the main guy behind it, like the director or whatever. He said that they are basically, their goal is to change Assassin's Creed games to RPGs. So they are looking to make Witcher games.
Yeah. Well, Origins was a big step that direction, so.
Yeah, and that's what Origins did, but they could also do it better. So I'm kind of hoping Odyssey is going to do that, but do it better. So I'm real excited about that one. I'm actually planning on buying probably the $100 version of that one, so I get it early. I'll have the season pass. I'll have everything, because that's probably the game I'm... That one and Fallout are probably pretty even.
I think the quality of Origins, it's safe to say Odyssey will be in similar vein. If you liked it, I'm guessing you're going to like Odyssey too. I was listening to Game Scoop from last week, and the IGN crew was talking about some of the games they played behind closed doors, how stuff like Cyberpunk 2077, you could tell that this was a very small slice. They didn't, it was very scripted. It wasn't there for you to explore and do whatever you want. The game is nowhere close to being ready yet. Last of Us 2 was the same thing, very scripted demo. They said it was the same thing behind closed doors. So when they got us, they got to play Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Of course, it comes out this fall, so it makes sense. But they just gave him controller and said, go do whatever you want. Go mount in the ocean if you want. Like, this game is done. This game is ready to roll. But that, so I was, it was interesting to hear the GameScoop folks talk about that. You can kind of tell where a game is in development sometimes based on the freedom they give you for a demo at a a convention like this. So so I do think Last of Us Part 2 and Cyberpunk 2077, very exciting that that game's coming out. It looks really cool, but it's going to be a while. You know, it's going to be a long time till we see, till we play either of those, I think.
Yeah, I don't really get excited about, like I've talked about how I'm a huge Witcher fan, so I love CD Projekt Red and everything, and so I am super excited for Cyberpunk. But when they showed, I think it was at the end of the Microsoft...
they showed a trailer. Yep.
When they showed the trailer, I wasn't like, oh my god, this is what... I was like, it's just... It's nothing. It's not showing me anything that's getting me excited. So
I do know it's first person, though, which is interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Obviously, I trust them, and it's not like I don't like first-person RPGs, because
we just like The Witcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, being set when it is, there's going to be lots of gunplay. So first-person kind of makes sense in a way. I mean, as long as it's just as deep and engaging and fantastic as The Witcher series,
yeah,
I'll play first-person. That's fine. Yeah. So, yeah, I do recommend that... I recommend going back to watch the Nintendo one, but you could skip the last 20 minutes or so. As soon as they start talking Smash Brothers, just know that's the rest of the thing. Yeah. So there's about 15 or 20 minutes of other announcements, including Fire Emblem Three Houses, which looks really, really good. There's a few other things in there that are worth looking at, but you're right. It was mostly Smash Brothers. Very exciting for Smash Bros. Fans. I'm just not one of them. I still might get it because my kids saw the trailer and they just went bananas over it. They really want to play it. They played it on the Wii. So they're excited. You know, it is what it is. So that's good. You know, for me, the game of the show is kind of hard to pick. If I'm looking towards the future, it's probably Cyberpunk 2077, but that's probably a lot to do with the fact that I'm playing The Witcher 3 right now. Again, I'm in New Game Plus, and I'm just really, really loving it all over again. And so as far as like long-term future games, it's Cyberpunk, followed closely by Last of Us 2. Looks absolutely amazing and brutal. Looks really brutal. And but as far as stuff coming out soon, I think Spider-Man is starting to catch my attention a little bit more now that I got to see it swinging through the city a little bit more. Some of the combat, it looks like it could be a pretty epic game. And I did enjoy the little brief gameplay of Tomb Raider too. That looks pretty great.
Yeah, September's looking really good right now.
September's looking great. But when it comes down to it, I'm totally expecting that Rockstar will deliver Red Dead Redemption 2, which is easy to forget because it wasn't at E3 at all. And that's not too uncommon. Rockstar typically doesn't show a ton at E3. But anyway, so I'm excited for those. The one surprise game for me, I would say, was probably Starlink. And I don't think this game's probably going to score much higher than a 7, 7.5. I just think it's going to be fun, light RPG space shooter action. It looks like there's some upgrade stuff you can do.
Is that the one with Fox McCloud in it?
Yeah, the Switch version has Fox.
Okay.
So I pre-ordered it from Best Buy since my Gamers Club Unlocked is still active until it runs out.
Good. You can start pre-ordering games for me because I don't have it anymore.
Yours is over? That's so sad that that's being discontinued.
And it ended June 22nd. The last game I was able to buy was, I just bought it. Mario Tennis Aces was the last discounted game I was able to get.
Yeah. Honestly, we can do that if you want. I got, mine is still good until 2019.
Damn. Nice.
But anyway, Starlink kind of surprised me. I watched a bunch of the gameplay, and it actually looks like fun. When you go down into the planets, you stay in your ship, but you kind of go into like skimmer glider mode. And so there's lots of kind of third-person action shooting game, but you're in a spaceship. But you can lock onto enemies and you can upgrade your ship, and it just looks like fun. It might be garbage, but it looks like it could be really fun. So that was a surprise for me because I was not paying attention to Starlink at all. But I went ahead and pre-ordered the Switch version with the Fox McCloud toy because I figured I'll scan it in and then it will make a really cool, that R-Wing looks really cool. That'll be a nice decoration for the old nerd yeah. part of the office desk there. So that was a surprise one for me. But other than that, it was all the expected stuff. We knew Assassin's Creed was coming. That looks great. We knew that Sony was going to talk about, you know, Last of Us and Ghost of Tsushima. Oh, looks so good. So there's some good
stuff. I will say this. I do want to say something about Ghost because that is probably the newest IP that I'm most excited for. But when I was watching it, I was like not fully sold on the combat and how it looked. Like I was like, how are they even playing this, or is this just like, I think they said it was actual gameplay, but I'm like, if that's actual gameplay, there was nothing on the screen. Some of the movement looked a little off. It just looked weird.
They could have been hiding the HUD. Who knows? Yeah.
So I was just like, I don't know if this is really, I don't know.
I wonder how far along it is, you know, like how.
I would imagine it's probably a fall 2019 game.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That would probably be their plan, at least. Yeah. But I'm sure it'll get pushed back because it's Sony to a spring 2020.
Yeah. Yeah, so overall, I thought it was a fun E3. Of course, since Derek was really busy and wasn't really able to do a lot of recording stuff, I fortunately have enough nerd friends that they filled in the gaps a little bit. And although they didn't deliver the same entertainment value that you normally do, they did a decent job. They did a decent job.
They did okay.
Yeah, they did okay.
I haven't even listened to anything. Not only am I not recording, I'm not even listening to the shows that I've recorded with you. So I got to get back to doing all that stuff too.
Well, I'm glad to have you back because when I'm just talking to someone else who has like same opinions and it's just as nice coming back to me, I'm like, this is boring. I don't want to listen to this. You know, yeah. I need someone to counterbalance the over optimism that I usually bring. So,
you know, like Octo Trash, you want to talk about?
Ooh, Octopath Traveler. No, we'll talk about that when it comes out. We've talked about that plenty. That'll come out here in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about that. But why don't you tell us some of the other stuff you've been playing? Because I did see that you've been saying, hey, you know, gaming's kind of becoming fun again a little bit.
Yeah.
What's getting you back into it?
Well, I mean, like I said in some of the posts and just talking to you, I think through text and stuff, I'm trying to get myself back. So part of that is I was struggling to play games. Like, I just wasn't having fun, especially solo. Sometimes I'd play co-op with people, and that was kind of fun. But really, lately, I've been playing... I'll try to list them all off and then maybe talk about them a little bit. I completed my second playthrough of Uncharted 4. I'll talk about that in a second. I finally finished God of War. So I bought that game when it launched on April 20th, and I just beat it. And then I've been playing Onrush. I've also been playing, I call it Vampire, but I heard somebody call it Vampyr. I don't know what it is.
Gotta be Vampire, right?
I thought it was Vampire, but I heard somebody call it Vampyr, and I'm like, okay. I thought the watch was just another way of saying pyre, but okay. But I bought Vampire on PC. It was $30, so I bought that. I played a couple hours of that. And right now I think the last thing I'll mention is, besides Rocket League, is Rise of the Tomb Raider. I jumped back into that after I beat Uncharted 4, and I'm probably halfway through it, my second playthrough. So I'm playing that on PC, as well. That's been a big thing, is getting my PC back. I'm enjoying playing games on there again. But
Master
just to
Race.
Go over, yeah, Master Race. Just to go over some of them real quick, Uncharted 4, I was really expecting that I would play it again and really, really enjoy it. I didn't. I still
think
that it's my least favorite Uncharted game. Oh, sounds like your family's here. Not a big fan of the second playthrough.
Hey, pause real quick. I got to get the baby. Hang on. Freeze. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
No problem.
All right, so... You were talking about Uncharted 4 and how it's the best of the series, something like that?
Yeah, definitely the best of the series. No, I think it's objectively the way it plays is better than any Uncharted game. I don't argue that, but the thing that some people in the group weren't understanding that, and Jesse White and I have talked about this before, it's not that Uncharted 4 is worse than any of the Uncharted games when you play it. It's that we don't like how it was written, I would say. Like, we don't like the stuff that you do in this game. It doesn't feel like the original Uncharted trilogy. It feels like it's more dramatic, like they were trying to have you do more, like they were trying to slow you down and have these more emotional parts. They were also having a lot of flashbacks to when you're a kid with your brother, because they were trying to shoehorn this terrible character into the game. And it just, it wasn't what Jesse and I wanted. Like, we wanted just what the original trilogy was. And that's why we say that we like, and I know you were taking shots at us, that's why I can say Lost Legacy is a better game. It's not because it plays differently. It plays the same. I'm sorry, my battery went low, so my face is gone.
You need to plug it in, or are you good?
Well, I was trying to get my daughter to give me a charger, but she disappeared. But basically, you suck. Anyways, Lost Legacy is more to the point. Like, it's not this overly emotional experience. It's just a lot of gameplay, a lot of action, and then a little bit of talking. And the characters played off each other real well. I thought the two characters were good. So that's why I liked it. It was more to the point. What was it, an 8 to 10 hour experience? Whereas I feel like I played Uncharted 4 like at least 15 plus hours. Like, that's how it felt.
It's a long game. It's
just
a long game.
Rags.
And okay, I have to acknowledge that. Okay, so first, I like to give you and Jesse a hard time just because some of the stuff you guys are saying is clearly just pure opinion. And so I pretend like I've got something against it. Whatever, it's your opinion. So anyway, so I think you guys are wrong. But the best point that I thought was made was, I can't remember if it was you or Jesse or both, that said, the problem is Naughty Dog was trying to inject too much of The Last of Us into Uncharted and it didn't belong. And I was like, well, that's actually a good point. I mean, if you like your Uncharted the way it has been and they were trying to add a little bit too much of that touchy-feely moments and character development like they have in Last of Us,
yeah,
I can see how that might put someone off. I happen to really like that because I didn't think it was overboard, but that's a valid thought that, yeah, you're letting Last of Us creep into Uncharted a little bit too much. So that part I get. I still think it's the best of the series. But to be fair, we talked about Gears games too in that whole long conversation thread. I like Gears 4 by far better than the originals as well. But that's just me personally.
And I'm the same. Like, well, what I would say with like Gears 4, I think Gears 4 plays better than all the other ones.
It does. It
has better acting and all that. But I actually hate like the first two chapters of Gears 4, so it kind of ruins it. So I actually still like the original Gears. Could be nostalgia, but I've gone back and played it. I have it on PC, so yeah, I've played it. I still like it. I like that they just throw you in there. There's a story, but they just throw you in there. It's action after action after action, and there isn't so much... there's just too many games doing this where they are like... I guess it was Jesse who said it, like trying to throw in all these emotional moments. They're drawing games out because they're trying to get away from just action after action. They're trying to go, well, hey, go back to when Nate and his brother were kids and they were just exploring this house. No, that's not fun. Stupid. It did nothing for me. It didn't make me feel like I was closer to my brother in the story. It didn't do anything. It was just like this annoying part in the game that took too long. So,
yeah.
That would be my beef with Uncharted 4. Overall, still a good game. Like, I would rate it an 8. That's what I put on my scorecard. But I can see why people are like, no, it's a 9 or it's a 10. But for me,
I personally have it in the 9.5, close to 10 range, just because I thought, again, I think it's the best of the series. I loved the little side chapters. But then again, I'm the same person who doesn't like to skip cutscenes. So I guess that makes sense that I liked the fill-in stuff. I liked that the game wasn't so focused on kill rooms.
Yeah.
So for my personal taste, that's exactly what I wanted Uncharted to be.
Yeah, and too much climbing too. God.
Oh, there was definitely too much climbing, but I think they improved in pretty much every way. The brother was kind of shoehorned in, but the reason I didn't mind the flashback sequences is because I thought that did a decent job. Not a great job, but a decent job of explaining why he exists. So... that was just my take on it. I enjoyed it. Totally get your complaints about it. And I guess for your sake, at least, it doesn't sound like Uncharted's going to be happening anytime soon after that. So you don't have to worry about them going even deeper down the Last of Us hole.
I mean, to be fair, they have essentially, I mean, you could say 4.5 games, but I would go ahead and say Lost Legacy feels like
almost. You're totally skipping Golden Abyss. You don't care about that one.
I don't care about that. But I would say you've gotten 5, or if you want to count that one, 6 Uncharted games.
Right.
They could take a break from that for a while.
Yep. I say they do Last of Us 2 and then do something new after that, right? Take a dive into something.
I bet you that's what they plan on doing. Or they're going to make like a completely different Uncharted that is going to, and spoilers if you haven't finished it, so cut it off, where you take over as the daughter, you know, and so Nate is done and all that. All those characters are done.
I would say more likely she would be a side character to the two from Lost Legacy, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Could be. So Uncharted 4 is done. A little disappointed overall, but still a good game. What was the other one I finished? God of War. I wanted to talk about that. So I fully went into God of War expecting it to be amazing. Again, because of the way my life's been, I try to take that into account. Like, I don't just go, game is terrible. It didn't hold me because
that. Sorry, that's just me. I bark at bad opinions.
Exactly. I think your dog's a big fan of my God of War opinion so far. So I would say I liked it. I think it's a really good game. But for some reason, again, maybe it's just where I'm at, I didn't love it. And it was very difficult to like get into it. Most of the time, and this is why it took me 2 months to beat it, I would play it once a week for like an hour. I couldn't play for more than an hour. I was just like, this is not engaging me. I need to go do something else. But overall, I the way it finished, I thought it was a good game. I thought it was a good father-son story. I do like the ending. It has a little bit of a cool little twist at the end. So I thought it was a really well.
You went back to the house at the end?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited for whatever they're going to do in the future. I think they'll even expand that game to even be more RPG for the next installment. But overall, I would definitely put that one at least a 9, maybe even higher.
It's just so good. It's just so good.
I don't
know. Dude, I'm a little surprised that you didn't fall in love with it more. It probably has to do more with your life situation, but yeah. I thought they did a great job of combining the dumb arcade fun of previous God of War games, and they injected a ton of great stuff from Dark Souls and a few other games that I just thought was perfect. I thought it was a great balance of combat. It was tough, but not overly tough. And then they had all these optional, really tough areas you could go into if you want to. Boy, mm-hmm. I thought it was almost gaming perfection, to be honest with you.
I probably will replay that game. And I think they have a new game plus, right?
I think so. Or they're adding it.
They added a new game
plus. I think they added it, yeah.
So I'll probably replay that game and give it a fair shot when things are a little bit better. So that's what I said. I'm not going to be overly harsh to it. I really don't think it's the game's fault. I think it's just I wasn't in the mood for single player, and it came out at a bad time for me personally. What else? Rise of the Tomb Raider, enjoying that. I won't talk about that too much. I really like it on PC. It looks great. We'll see how it plays out, because I will say when I played Rise of the Tomb Raider originally, I liked it, but I definitely didn't like it as much as the reboot Tomb Raider that came out like 3 or 4 years before that, or 2 or 3 years before that. But I, so far, the hour or so that I've played, jumping back into it, I've enjoyed it. What else did I say I was playing?
The only ones I remember wanting to talk about for sure were God of War and Uncharted 4.
And I'll just mention real quick, Onrush.
I played that a little bit on your recommendation. What do you think about it?
I think it's a fun game. I think if you like Burnout type games, it's not an open world game though, so don't think it's like Burnout Paradise. But it's just one of those games where you just pick a mode, jump in, and it's super fun. It's not like racing to the finish line a lot of times. It's what team's getting the most points. So it's a great game to play online. You can play it solo. So if people are like, I'm anti playing online, you don't have to, but it's just got a bunch of different modes that encourage you to wreck.
Is there a racing mode? Because from what I played, I only played a couple of races. It just seemed like only points. Is there other modes?
Most of it just seems like points right now. I don't think I've done one where I actually finish crossing a finish line. But so far, it just seems like a lot of...
Which, to be clear, I'm totally fine with. You're right. The driving feels fun. It's got that kind of a Rocket League feel to the way the cars boost and move, but it's on more courses like racetracks, and then it's all about just slamming into people. So
yeah.
I thought it was good arcade action. I just, as you'll hear in a second, I've got too many other games I'm juggling. So I only played that one. I think I booted up twice, and I thought it was fun.
Yeah. I just jump in, play maybe a race or two, and then move on to a lot of times Rocket League or something else. But I've been playing that, and I think that pretty much sums it up. But I have definitely been in the last week or two, things have settled down a lot where I've noticed that I'm starting to play more. And that wasn't the case before. Before I would go almost a week without playing. Like I said, I would play God of War for like an hour, and that was all I did. So I am definitely jumping in and playing more. So that will be better for the show. I'll at least have something to talk about.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the
Vampire. I knew there was one other game. I just want to say real quick, Vampire put...
Okay, so this is the one from Don't Nod, for anyone who's not following.
I put in 2 hours. I don't hate it. That's probably the best compliment I can give, because it talks way too much, and, well, you know I hate talking. So, like, most of the game is just walking around talking to people, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have no care for anything that you're saying right now. So I do a lot of quick skipping, but the problem is when you skip those conversations, they actually do matter. So I know you're a more patient gamer. I think you would like this game. It's like Bloodborne Light when it comes to combat, so it's not real smooth, but you can tell they're influenced by Bloodborne. So I think it's definitely not bad. I think it's pretty good. But I think what they nail, and I know Jesse White would probably agree with me, is, again, if you like this stuff, I'm not where I really like this right now. If you go around and you talk to people, the conversations actually matter. The tasks they ask you to do matter. The way you respond matter.
Which makes sense coming out of Life is Strange. I mean, that's what they do. So that makes sense.
Dude, what?
And by the way, quick side note, they did announce officially Life is Strange 2. I believe first episode is in September, I think.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. Like, geez, wow. Love that.
Hey, and in a couple days, by the time you guys are listening to this, actually, you'll be able to go download for free I'm assuming one episode spinoff of Life is Strange called The Adventures of Captain... I don't know. It looks boring.
Today.
Oh, today?
Yeah, it's free.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was out on Friday. Okay.
It said the 26th.
There you go. And it's free. Good. Anyway, but Vampire is saying not too shabby.
Yeah, I think I paid 30 for it. I think it's worth it. I'm going to keep playing it. And since I was looking at the release calendar for the upcoming year, I was looking at it and I was like, man, I like to buy games and there's nothing that I want to buy. I'll probably end up buying like Octopath. I make fun of it, but I actually kind of liked the demo. Thought it was fun. And then, real quick, I'll talk about Super Mario Tennis Aces. I played a couple hours of that. If you like Mario games and tennis, then you're going to like this game. I do like the fact that it has, like, a campaign. And so you're not just playing, like, just matches. You're actually doing other, like, objectives and other things. So if you like it, it's worth it. If you don't care about tennis or Mario, then stay away from it. But I got what I expected.
I did the little demo of it. Thought it was fun. That's one that I'm waiting for on sale, though. I don't feel the need to go out and buy it. I'm just juggling too much stuff at the moment.
Yeah, you're literally hiding, or you're holding one of those things that you're juggling.
Yeah, I'm holding a baby right now, so trying to feed him. So if you hear noises, it's just the baby. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm playing through The Witcher 3 again, New Game Plus. I'm up to level 65 now. I've finished the famous, sometimes infamous, Bloody Baron quest line. Love it. Got a different outcome this time, actually. I did different decisions, and it was a much more depressing outcome this time, but it was still a solid experience. I still loved it. And so I'm moving my way through that game. I fully intend to just have that be my game in the background when I'm not sure what else to play. Mm-hmm. Jump in and knock out some more question marks and side quests and contracts, and it's just beautiful. I love that game.
There's a lot to do.
So I'm doing that. I've been playing a little bit of 3DS, actually. I saw that Best Buy had A Link Between Worlds. I guess every store has it now for $20 because it's one of the selects from Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed it, and I've played all the way through the first whole section to where it becomes the Dark World. Spoiler alert. It's basically just like the Link to the Past. And so I'm at that section. Really fun. Love it. I love that you can just buy whatever weapon you want and tackle the game in any order you want. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So that game is pretty sweet. And speaking, I know that you really love when they do this at E3. So I think you should give this game a shot. Nintendo announced that Hollow Knight is available the day of their conference. So you should go for it. It's so good.
No, it's $10 on Steam and I won't buy it.
Well, it's $15 on Switch and that's the place to play it. It is really, really good. It's got a little bit of that, you know, taking an idea from Souls where if you die, you can go back to recollect all the stuff that you've lost, but only get one shot at it. So mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of that where and then you go back and you buy stuff, you upgrade stuff. So it's got some Ori vibe to it. And that game I kept talking about last year, Sundered, that no one else cared about or played.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's good. It's good. I know you believe me. You totally believe me.
You have great taste, Tim. Trust me.
I know. Hey, speaking of garbage, I tried out Fortnite, which was also out on the Switch the same day. I don't like it. Now, I get why people enjoy it, but unless you've timed it out with friends and have chat working and stuff, and I guess it does work on the Switch now, I just didn't find it to be that fun. Like, there's not one part about that game that I think is that fun to play. Like, you can build stuff, you can shoot, you can gather resources. Okay, and they have a couple different modes, you know, every man for himself or squad battles and all that kind of stuff. I wasn't feeling it. I played it for a couple hours. My kids really like it, but it's certainly not for me. So yeah. Like I had a lot of success by just hiding. I did one whole round where I just hid and I finished like third place and I didn't have to do anything. And then someone eventually found me and had a ton of weapons and they killed me.
Yeah. So, my kids are like obsessed with it. Like as soon as they get home, they're like, they fight over the Xbox now because they just want to play Fortnite. And I'm like, I was watching. And I'm like, no, I'd rather play PUBG, which I actually played like last week with one of my friends. So I still think PUBG is the superior battle royale type game.
Again, I get the draw of games like that, but yeah, it just wasn't doing it for me. But
I think you would like PUBG. I know we don't get to play a lot together because if we did, we would probably finish a way out by now.
You know what it is? It's I'm scared to truly find a way out. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, we're afraid they're not going to end up together, which means that we're not going to end up together. Yeah. And that scares us because
I just want this feeling to last forever. There's a song.
Exactly. I think we really feel like at some point we're both going to leave our wives for each other.
Yeah. And we're resisting it, but you know, we don't want to close the book on it yet. That's just where we are right now. Okay.
That's where we're at. Right.
I would like everyone just to respect where we are right now. give us some privacy.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Figured out a way out yet.
Yeah.
So, I don't even know what I was going to say. I threw out that a way out joke, and I don't even know what I was talking about. I don't remember.
So, yeah, that's what I've been playing, has been a combination of those games, and then, you know, every once in a while throwing in everything from Rocket League to play a little State of Decay 2 for a little while. You know, fun, but not great game. Not really my thing. But yeah, other than that, just been kind of filling my time with Witcher 3. That's been one of the main ones. On the side, if you do like Metroidvanias, I recommend Hollow Knight. But if you don't, then don't play it. If you don't like side-scrolling Metroidvanias, then don't play it at all.
No, please. I have no interest in that. I think the only game that's ever captivated me was Ori and the Blind Forest, and I just think it's only because it's just so beautiful, and I'm very shallow. Like I'm just beautiful thing. So that's all I mean, obviously it plays real well, but I just enjoyed the music, the art style, everything together. I was like, I love this.
Even people who don't like side scrollers, that kind of game, like you have to acknowledge this thing is just fantastic. At least looking.
Ori until they had an easy mode. I mean, I'm just not good at those games, and I don't care to train myself to get good because I wasn't like good at Dark Souls or Bloodborne. I had to train myself to get good, but I wanted to get good. These games I don't care about. I'm like, no, I don't have the patience for it. I'm not going to try. Oh, what I was going to talk about is PUBG. I was like, you would probably like PUBG because what I find fun about it is playing with other people. You know, I don't ever log in and play it by myself. I play with, like I said, I played last week with one of my buddies and he's pretty good. And I've played with like Ron from the group as well. And he was pretty good. Like, it's just,
well,
it's
and shout out to our buddy Clayton from over there in Malta. He plays it a lot and posts a lot of videos on there. It looks like it's fun. I just never tried it.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun when you play with friends because, like I said, you're constantly communicating, you're helping each other loot, get the best equipment, and then you're forced into battles and you have to work together. I mean, it's not one, it's not a game really that, especially if you're playing in a squad, where you can just run off solo. Obviously, if you're playing it solo, then you can. But it's one that you want to be patient and work together and communicate. And that's what I liked about it.
Nice. Yeah. So that, I think that pretty much covers the stuff that we're playing. As far as summer gaming goes, for me, it's all about what's coming up in July. And oh, I did play the Toad Treasure Tracker demo because I never played the Wii U version. It's adorable and it's a fun little puzzler. I could see myself getting this one. It sounds like they're even adding a ton of content for this Switch version. It's not something that I'm incredibly hyped for, but it is something that I'm interested in. Plus, I think it's only going to be $40. So, you know, it looks really cute. As far as like, oh, this is fun to play with my kids. And one of my daughters saw that you can be whatever the girl Toad is, Toadette or whatever. So I think I might have to get it. But so that one comes out July 13th, same day as Octopath Traveler. And then I actually never have played much of Okami, but that's coming in August. I'm considering that one. But again, is that worth it? It just depends on what the price point is, I suppose, for the Switch.
Yeah, the Switch might be more expensive, but everybody else has been selling it on day one for $20. So.
Yeah, if it's down in that 20 range, it might be hard to say no to that one. But yeah, after that, and I have to mention one more thing I forgot to talk about, and that is they did announce that Hitman is coming out in November. It's Hitman 2, and it's the full experience. They will be adding content to it, but the full story experience is coming out all at once November 5th. So that was kind of a surprise announcement, and here it comes this summer, for me at least.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I was any good at the Hitman games, then I'd probably get more excited, but I really suck at them.
Don't forget, there's a level in the first one called the Teague Temptation, lest we forget.
Well, then I need to play that.
Yeah, you got to play the Teague Temptation. All right, well, we're going to have to keep this episode short this week. I obviously have a baby in hand, and actually my wife and all the other kids are about to arrive back home. So we got to cut this one short. But Derek, thanks for taking time in between our busy schedules of soccer and fathering and all this stuff. But seriously, this week, let's find a way out if we can.
We'll find a way out.
Yeah, let's find a way out.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. And Derek, do you want to leave us with any final words? It's been so long since we've heard wisdom from you. Can you drop some wisdom for us?
No, I don't have anything positive to say at this time. I am trying to be a nicer person, so I'll just be more quiet going forward.
So it's one of those things. I'm trying to be nicer and I don't know how, so I'm just gonna not talk.
Yeah, pretty much. It's funny because, like, not to get too religious, but obviously going through everything I'm going through, I've been reading the Bible a lot, and so I always check like the verse of the day, and I'm not lying, and it hasn't been recent, but when I was really going through stuff, at least I think 3 out of 5 days in 1 week it was a verse from a different verse from different parts of the Bible, but two of them were from Proverbs, and it was talking about like shutting your mouth because your mouth just gets you in trouble. And I'm like, that's me, man. I run my mouth so much. I cannot control my tongue at all.
That is amazing.
It was clear as day. I kept telling my friends, I'm like, God is trying to tell me to shut up. Just shut up. You're terrible. Just stop talking.
Well, you did say that you don't like talking when you're talking about Vampire earlier. You said, because I hate talking, which, by the way, would make a great tagline for our podcast. Come listen to our podcast. Tagline, I hate talking.
I hate talking, and I really don't care about Tim's opinions.
So true. All right, guys, that does it for us for this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?